Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum.
Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
This shiur is on Meseches Makis. This is, Mr. Shem, the last shiur on Meseches Makis. We're continuing with Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, and then we're going to be going on to the short Daf, the Kuf Mem Beis, and finishing up. And what we're going to be talking about, what we'll be beginning with, is the Chakira of the Chavis Yair that we already talked about many times in this parak. The Shaila of the Chavis Yair was Ma'ir, and then many other people also afterwards, but he was Kinira, the first one, that was Ma'ir the Shaila, whether the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKain is the Iker of mitzvah B'kumva say that the Torah wants, that there's a Ratzin HaTorah, that Ki Kari Kan Tzipa L'Fanacha, you should be Shalech the Shalach HaTaim, or is it really the ikur just a matya? The ikur is that you're not allowed to take a freichem of beitzim from a kantzibar without being mishaleach. So if you want the beitzim or a freichem, you have to be mishaleach. If you don't want the beitzim or the freichem, then there's no need to do anything. And you don't have to be mishaleach. That was the shaila of the Chavis Yair. Do we tell a person that you should be mishaleach when you see a kantzibar? And as I mentioned, the Chavis Yair took the position, his shita was that you are supposed to. He said that the Sayyir is mashmah this way, that the reason for the Shiluach HaKain is to be Ma'ir Rachmei Shemayim. And we also mentioned, he brought a raya from the Gemara Daf Kuf Lamed Tes of Yachal Yachzer Abaharom Uvugvois. But there's a tshuva from the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer and his tshuvas on Arach Chaim, Simon Kuf, is Marach on this Chakir of the Chavis Yair. And the reason why I bring it in today is because in the tshuva of the Chassam Sefer, he brings four Makairis that are all from our daf that we're covering today, four makaris that are relevant to the shaila. And the first makar that he brings is from the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Kufam Aleph, Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud, where the Mishnah brings down a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda Nechama Manetil Eim Alabanim, is there Malkus? Do we consider this a love shenitik lase? Rabbi Yehuda says he's like a vein of Mishalayach. Why? Because the Gemara explains because he holds Shlach Meikar Mashmah. And the Chum hold that Mishalayach vein of Loike, there's no Malkus because the Gemara explains because it's a love shenitik lase. So the Chassam Sefer says, Ksas Mashmah, that the Machalik Tanoim is good for this Chakir of the Achrenim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that Shlach Meikar Mashmah, that the Shalayach, the Shalach, is not just coming to take care of an Isser. It's a, the first instruction of the Torah is, Ki Ikar Kansibu, when you see a Kansibu, you're supposed to send away the mother word. Rabbi Yehuda would be holding like the Chiddush, like the Shita of the Chavis Yair. But the Chacham say no, it's a lot of a class A. That sounds like the purpose of the essay is just to clean up after you did the Aveira, that really you're not supposed to take anything from the Kansibu. If you were Neitzel Eim Malabonim, then you have to be Mishalayach. It's just coming to take care of the Isser. The presentation of Lava Nitik Lasei makes it sound like it, the essay is just to take care of the other, like by Gzela. And over there, Avad, it's not a Be'etzim Dikirata Atera Veheshavas Gzela. It's only that's what you do to be Misakin to take care of the Avera. So over here also, according to the Chacham, it would seem like there is no mitzvah, the Chatchila, of Shiluach HaKain. The Chassam Sefer calls it Ksas Mashma. And again, according to Fizeh, so the Chachamim would be coming out on the side against the Chavis Yair. But the Chassam Sefer says that this is just a Ksas Mashma. The emphasis is that one could have thought that L'Cheir is even more than that. Because in the Gemara Makas Daf Yudal Daf Tesvav, there's a sugya about Lav Hanitik Lasei where the Gemara makes a distinction between a Lav Hanitik Lasei and a Lav Shekodmoy Asei. And it's Mavur in the Gemara that when you have such a pair of a Lav and an Asei on the same thing, if it's shayach to do the essay before you're over on the Leis Asa, that's not a lav hanitik lasei. That doesn't pat you from Malkus. That's a lav shekodmai essay. Now, if that's the definition of lav shekodmai essay, like the Mashmos of that Gemara Makis, so then, if the Chacham and our Mishnah say that Shiluach HaKain is a lav hanitik lasei, so it's more than just a Mashmos that the purpose of the essay is after the lav. It's a raya that you can't be mekayim the essay without the lav. And then it's a raya atzuma against the Chavis Yair. How could you say that a person is supposed to go, also mitzvah say he's supposed to go and send away the mother bird, when the mitzvah say is only relevant after he's over on the lav? So that's why it would seem, l'cheira, that it's more than just a ksas mashra. But the emphasis is that this raya can't be right. Even if we don't know exactly what the teretz is, but dal mehacha the Chavis Yair, never mind that it's a kash on the Chavis Yair, It's a kasha in the Gemara Minei Yubei, because there are rayas in our Gemara that the essay is relevant before a person was over on the lois asset. The Gemara between the two Mishnayos on Kufim Aleph talked about a case of Natalamanas l'shalayach v'nimlach v'lay shilcha the lois asset leka v'asay ika. So you see, you can be mekayim the essay without being over on the lois asset. The Gemara in Amud Beis talks about how if a person takes just the banim without the aim, he leaves the aim, he takes the banim, so that's a bitul asay. So again, you see that it's shaykh to talk about the asay without the lois asay. So I, that l'cheri doesn't stim with the definition of lav v'nitzik l'asay from the Gemara in Makis. So that's a kasha. It's a kasha for the Gemara in Makis. That we're not going to go into that kasha. We'll just be ma'ir that there was a taste in Gzubas of Amud Beis that makes some exceptions to that rule of the Gemara in Makis, and maybe that's going to be an Eitzah for Shlomo HaKain. Then come Akam Laharech. But Al Kaponim, we can't bring what I was calling the Raya Tsuma against the Chavis Yair, that if he was right, it wouldn't fit the definition of Lav HaNitzik L'Asei because it's a Lav Shekodma Yasei. So that far we won't go. Our product of Chsam Sefer, but from that second, it's a Ksas Mashma at least. Because if it's described as a Lav HaNitzik L'Asei, so even if it doesn't mean that you could never be Mekayim the Asei without the Lais HaSei, but it means that the purpose of the Asei is to take care of the Lais HaSei or Al Kaponim, to avoid the Lais HaSei, to get around the Lais HaSei, but the Iker is the Lais HaSei. So if the Iker is the Lais HaSei, so that's Mashma, that there's no inyan to go and be Meshaleach the aim if you're not interested in taking the Beisim of the Ephraichim. It's very similar to what we mentioned at the beginning of the parak. First time that we talked about this chakira, I brought in the Tshuvas HaRashba. I mentioned that there's really two Tshuvas HaRashba that are austere to one another. We mentioned that one of them maybe is not really the Rashba, but there are two Tshuvas HaRashba that are austere to one another, but both of them seem to be a riot to the same side of this chakira. The Rashba in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Ches, bringing down the Tshuva from the Reuven Plat, says that there's no bracha on the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. And he says, why? Because you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that's ba mitoich aveira. Ba mitoich aveira? So that sounds like you only do the mitzvah if you are already over the aveira. Now, there's a tshuva in Chelek Gimel, some in Reish Pei Gimel, where the Rashba is actually says to the first tshuva. Over here it sounds like he holds there is a bracha on Shiluach HaKein. He's only addressing a shaila of whether the bracha should be on the asay or on the lois asay. But what he says over there is that the bracha on the lois asay shehi ikir hamitzvah. So it's a stira le'inyan whether there is a bracha or there isn't a bracha. But le'inyanenu, in both places, the Rashba is saying that the main part of this parasha is the aveira. The ikir of the aveira of the parasha is that you're not allowed to take an aim al banim, and the asay is just to help you along. Either it's to tell you how, yes, to go about getting something from the Kanzipar, or it's to tell you what to do to be patzidach up from the Malkus after you're over on the Lais HaSei. But Al Kaponim, the Iker is the Lais HaSei, which, like the Chassam Sefer says, that's the Mashmos of the Mishnah and the Gemara. When the Chacham say that you're Mishaleich Vein Aleik, because it's Lav Nitzik Lasei, that's Mashmos that the Iker of the Parsha is the Lais HaSei, and that's Mashmos L'Cher, not like the Chavis Yoyah. The next Gemara that the Chassam Sefer brings in is the Gemara Amud Beis. If you take a look at the Gemara 8 lines down in the white lines, where the Gemara says, "Bamem Mishalcha." How do you send it away? With what do you send it away? Rav Huna says, "Bragleha." Rav Yehuda says, "Ba'agafeha." And Rashi brings two pshatim. In the first pshat of Rashi, "Bragleha" means, Zek to Rashi, "Yechzena Bragla." He should hold it by the foot. Bekanfeha means oichza bekanfa, that he should hold it by the wing. But then Rashi says, kach shamati, this is the pshat of my rebbeim, v'nir be'enai, but I think that no, that's not the right pshat. And he goes on to say, v'kubadumali, that what they're really arguing about over here is whether you could do a shiluach if there are no wings. Beraglah means that even if there are no wings, you could still be mekayim a shiluach because it could walk on its feet. Ba'agafeha means that you can only do a shiluach if there are wings. That's Rashi's maskana. Zok Chassam Sefer, that means that Rashi is b'cher being chizur from a chiddush in halacha that you saw from his Lishna Kama or from the pirush of his Rebbeim. According to the Rebbeim of Rashi, the mitzvah shiluach hakein is done by manually holding the bird and sending it with your hand, throwing it, or getting it started, giving it a push, but there's some hands-on manual part to the mitzvah. According to the second pshat of Rashi, that they're not talking about which part do you hold. They're just talking about how the bird is going to travel, so then you don't see in the Gemara that he actually has to hold the bird. Now in the Rambam in Parakeh Gimel Halacha Hey writes, V'keitza mishalayach ha'im, oichiz bekanfeha umafricha. The Rambam says that you hold the wings, so he's passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that's with the wings, but he's learning like the Rebbeim of Rashi, that the Bamem Mishalcha, the Shaila of the Gemara, was, what do you hold? What do you hold with which to throw it? So Zokta Chalam Sefer, it's Machlekes, Rashi and the Rambam, how you do the Mitzvah Shulach HaKein? According to Rashi, the Mitzvah Shulach HaKein is done by chasing the bird away. You don't have to throw the bird, you don't have to touch the bird and use your hands and your own force to send it away. You just have to make sure it leaves. You have to do something to send it away. You could scare it away. According to the Rambam, no, you have to use your hands. You have to actually touch it and hold it and throw it away. Send it with your hands. Now, before coming back to relating this to the Chavetz Chaim Shaila that we're talking about today, the Chassam Sefer points out a very Yesedis to Kanaf Gamina. Besides the Naf Gamina, they're arguing halacha, how you do the Mitzvah Shulach HaKein. Zok, the Chassam Sefer, is going to come out of Naf Gamina between the Rashi and the Rambam. Could you do the Mitzvah Shulach HaKein on Shabbos? Or Yantif? According to Rashi, there's nothing wrong. Why not? But according to the Rambam, there's a Surim involved. First he says that in most cases, there's Mamash HaMalacha that writes here. There's a Malacha of Tzeda. You have a bird, you grab it in your hand, and now it's trapped. It's confined. So, it's a Malacha of Tzeda. He says, but you could find cases where it's not a Malacha of Tzeda. If the bird was already confined somehow, even though we're not talking about where the bird is Mezuman, but if it was somehow already confined and it couldn't go very far, and then you grab it in your hand, that wouldn't be a Malach of Tzeda. But Al Kaparim will be in Esed Rabbanon, Mokta, Palichayim HaMokta, Al Kaparim on Shabbos. So, according to the Rambam, you can't do the Smitzah of Shulach HaKein on Shabbos. Either it's a Malach of Tzeda, or at the very least, it's going to be in Esed Mokta. According to Rashi, on the other hand, you don't have any of these concerns. It's not Tzeda, it's not Mokta, because you're not touching it, you're not trapping it, you're not catching it. So, according to the Rambam, you can't do it on Shabbos. According to Rashi, you could. Now, how does this relate to our Shaila? So, Zok Tacham Sefer, there's a Gemara at the bottom of the Amud, which L'cher is Mefurish, like what we're calling Rashi Shita. Because the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud tells the story about Levi Bar Simon, who wanted to give a gift to Rav Yehuda. He was giving a birdhouse, the whole family of birds, to Rav Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda told him, Zil Troif Akan, go bang on it so that the mother bird should raise itself up a little bit, and that way your chatzar can be kind of the egg. What do you mean, bang on it? You're not making the mitzvah by banging on it. Avishlam, according to Rashi, yeah, that could be making the mitzvah. But according to the Rambam, how is that making the mitzvah? You have to hold it. So he should have told him, grab the bird and send it away. But he told him, just bang on the nest so it should get scared and it should run away. According to what we were saying before, what we saw at the top of the Amud, that's Mamash Rashi Shita and not like the Rambam. What do you have to say? The Rambam will tell you that Enechanami, the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud, is not talking about how you do the mitzvah. This person wasn't interested in doing the mitzvah. The story over there was that Shmuel wanted his chatzar to be kind of the beitzim, but he had a problem that while the mother bird was on the beitzim, he couldn't be kind of, because it's an Isser Asay to be kind of the eggs that when you have a kansipur v'ayim revetzas ala beitzim ala afreichim, you're not allowed to take anything from there. That includes you're not allowed to be kind of anything from there. So he wasn't allowed to be kind of the beitzim because the mother bird was revetzas alaha. So Shmuel gave him an Eitzah to chase away the mother bird, not to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, just chase away the mother bird so that it shouldn't be Eim Revetzes Al Abanim, and now your Chatzar could be Kaina the eggs. But Enechanami, this is not, it's not Shvar on the Rambam, because he wasn't trying to do the Mitzvah, he was just trying to create a situation where there's no longer an Eim Revetzes Al Abanim. So we have a Gemara at the bottom of the Amud, that's the Kash on the Rambam. We can answer the Kash by saying, well, he wasn't interested in doing the Mitzvah. But according to the Chavis Yoyer, what do you mean he wasn't interested in doing the Mitzvah? The Torah says
Shlach. The Torah says you have to do the mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, if the Torah says that when you come across a Kan Sipar, you're obligated to mishalech ha'aim, so that means you have to be yaitzei yidei chivasai. If according to the Rambam, that means you have to hold it with your hand, so how could Shmuel tell him just bang on it with a stick? But if we say not like the Chavis Yair, some surface says, this is the riot. Akofanam lafishit to the Rambam, this is the riot. If we say not like the Chavis Yair, a person that sees the Kan Sipar, he doesn't have to go do the mitzvah. It's just he can't take Beit HaMerafreichim from the nest if he doesn't do the mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda was interested in taking Beit HaMerafreichim from the nest. He just didn't want to be over on anything when his chatzir was kainet. So to that, Shmuel gave him a trick, gave him an eitz to avoid the problem. So if you say not the chavisir, if you say the ikir is the isser, so then we could say to the kasha that this eitzah was not a kima mitzvah. And a chanami, he didn't want to be mekayim the mitzvah, but according to the chavisir, he's obligated to be mekayim the mitzvah. So lechayer this gemara is a rayon not like the chavisir. Now before we go on to the third makar, I want to mention that the Chazayin Ish also brings a raya from the gemara at the bottom of the amud against the chavisir. But he doesn't base it on the Rambam. He doesn't begin by saying that this is machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam is a shita that you don't have to hold it in your hand, and this Gemara is a kasha on the Rambam. He says that the Gemara is stam a kasha, similar to the kasha that the Chassam Sofer asked, that Shmuel's Eitzah of Zil Choifa Kan Akein is not a kima mitzvah, but the Chazayin Ish says not because he didn't hold it in his hand, but because the bird didn't go very far. And we learned earlier in the Amud, again, seven or eight lines in the wide lines, right before the Gemara that we referred to before, Bameh Meshalcha, so earlier on the same line, the Gemara asked, Ad Kama Meshalcha? Amar Rav Yehuda, Kidei Shetetze Mitachas Yadai. So Chazon Ish says that what that means clearly is that it has to go far enough that it's not in your control anymore, that you're not, that it's really free. It's able to leave. Now, the Gemara in the bottom of the Amud, Shmuel didn't want to lose any of the birds. He was getting this Shevich as a gift. He wanted the mother bird also. So, Rav Yehuda was getting this Kan Sipar as a gift. He wanted all the birds to stay. He was bothered. How can my chatzar be clean while the image of Etzal upon him? So Shmuel gave him an Eitzah. But his Eitzah wasn't that he should go lose half of his Matana. So obviously he wasn't saying that you should bang so hard that the mother bird flies away and is gone. It's teitzei mitachas yada. He said, go give a bang, dilis gavhu, that it should raise itself up, that it should flutter up a little bit so that it's not revetzes anymore and then the chaser could be kaina. But it was just to flutter up a little bit, it wasn't really flying away. So that's not called asha teitzei mitachas yada. So how does that stem? Never mind the machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, whether you have to be holding it in your hand. But the Gemara right before the Yenner Gemara, where the Gemara says, "Ad kama mishalcha am Rav Yehuda kadesh teitzi b'tachas yadai," over here you're not being mekayim kadesh teitzi b'tachas yadai. So my old Zakat Chazainish, same as the Chassam Sofer was saying, that you have to say that in this Gemara it's not sure because he wasn't trying to be mekayim the mitzvah; he just wanted to be kind of the eggs. So he didn't need to do the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. But what do you mean he didn't do the mitzvah? According to the Chavis Yair, that the mitzvah is mitzvah chiyuvis, so he has to do the mitzvah. Alamai, like the Chazanish, this Gemara is a Ryan, not like the Chavis Yair. The third Gemara that the Chassam Sofer brings in is in the Gemara about three quarters of the way down the Amud, where the Gemara brings the bright stuff, Tan Rabbanon, Yehni Sherech, Yehni Aliyach, Yehavis Peshlech, Vasayis, Mishim Gezel, Mishim Mifnei Darkei Yashalim, and then the Gemara gets into a discussion about Kinyan Chatzer. And take a look where the Gemara says then Amarav Beitza Imitzias Ruba Hu Deichayav B'Shiluach. Once the Beitza is being born, is being laid, and it's already Ruba, it's out of the mother, that's the time that the Chiyuv is Chal. Zakta Chassam Sefer. Read carefully the Lashon of the Gemara when it talks about when the Chiyuv is Chal, the Chiyuv on whom? It says, Imitzias Ruba Hu Deichayav does not say Ichayva, Lashon Nekeva, that will be going on the Beitza, but rather Ichayav going on the Gavra, Lachayra. That's when the person becomes Chayav. In fact, the Chassam Sofer, what do you mean the person becomes Chayav? When is a person ever Chayav? In Shiluach HaKein. If you learn, not like the Chavis Yair, that it's just to be Matir, taking the Freichim of the Beitza, if you want them. If you don't want them, you don't have to do anything. So a person is never chayev. So what's the lashon of who di chayev? And Zek Tachsam Sefer, it's not just that lashon of the Gemara that without the aleph, we're stelling on that dig from a single letter. Rashi speaks it out. Rashi, on the first word line, Dibra Maschel Yitzias Ruba. Dimba Adam. If a person comes along, and he discovers this kansiper when there's a mother bird and there's an egg that's already just being laid, chayiv l'shalayach, mikami detipa l'chatzeirai, dekati la mezumenu. He's chayiv to l'shalayach before it becomes a mezumen. What is the lashon of chayiv l'shalayach? Some sefer, the Rashi also, the lashon of the Gemara itself, and the Gemara was a subtle diuk. And the lashon of Rashi, in Rashi it's an explicit statement. You have a Gemara and a Rashi over here that talk about a chiyuv to do the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKein. It's a right to the Chavis Yoyer that Shiluch HaKein is a mitzvah chiyuvet. However, Zok Tacham Sefer, you know this Gemara, which is really all about King and Chatzer, it's a chulin Gemara because of the Shiluch HaKein aspect of the sugya, but it's also above a metziah Gemara because of the King and Chatzer aspect of the Gemara. The exact same Gemara appears I say the exact same, but with the exception of a single letter. The diuk that I made before, on that line where it said, Beitzim Yitzias Rubu Hu De'ichayav B'Shiluach, take a look at the Gemara Mavim Metziah. Over there it says, Hu De'ichayva La B'Shiluach. Beitzim Yitzias Rubu Hu De'ichayva La B'Shiluach. Who's the Ichayva La? What's the Nekeva over here? That's becoming chayev. It doesn't mean a woman that's coming across the kanzibar. It means the beitza. That's when the beitza becomes governed by the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. And again, it sounds like maybe it's too much to build on a dig of a single letter from just the Gemara. But take a look at Rashi. The Chassam Sefer says Rashi over there in Bava Metzia explains the Gemara completely differently than our Rashi over here. Rashi over there, but the Ramaskal in Mitzias Yuba, Rashi says, Im Haya Ba Litfais, Kaidim Shetigmar Yitziasa, Chay L'Shalayachayim. That if a person came to take something from the nest, even before the egg was finished being laid, as long as it was ready, rave out of the mother bird, Chay L'Shalayach. And then he has to send it away. But Rashi started off, Im Haya Ba Litfais. The chayiv l'shaleach means if somebody wants to take something from the cane, then he's chayiv l'shaleach. So Rashi, again, it's stira in Rashi. In both places, though, Rashi is meduyuk l'fi the nusach of the Gemara. In our Gemara, that's ichayiv is written without an aleph, lush and zachar, it's going on the gavra. Rashi explains it as a mitzvah on the gavra. Chayiv that's muta like a kapta the gavra, like the Chavis Yari says that it's a mitzvah that you're supposed to be mekayim. In Bava Metzia, where it's written with an aleph, Lashon and a keva, Rashi says that it's going on the beitza, and it only means that this beitza can't be taken unless the person first is Mishalech Ba'im, and that's not like the Chavis Yair, that then the Gemara will be a riot to the tzad that the mitzvah, it's not really a mitzvah that you're supposed to do, it's just a way of avoiding the Yisr or being Mesakeh in the Yisr afterwards. The fourth and final Mara Makam that Chassam Sefer brings in from the staff is from the Mishnah on Kuf Membeis, the final Mishnah, where the Mishnah is ending with some Divrei Musar about the Chashivas of the Mitzvah Shiluach HaKein, and the Mishnah points out that there's so much schar for a Mitzvah that's so easy. Why is it so easy? Shehi Ke'iser. It only costs a little bit. It's like Joshua She'im Bachsar and Kis Ela Davar Muat. It only costs a little bit. So look at Chassam Sefer, what's the Mishnah referring to? What's the cost? Good, it only costs a little bit, but it's mavur from the Mishnah that there is some cost. What is the cost of the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein? Bishlama, if you learn, not like the Chavis Yoyer. As the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein is talking to somebody who wants to take the birds. He sees a kansiper, he sees a mother bird, and also baby birds, and he would like to own them. But the Torah says he can't own all of them. You have to send away the mother bird, and then it's habanim tikach lach. So that's a chsar and kiss. That means he's losing from some of the possessions that he wanted to take. So, good, it's only a davar muat. It's not a cow, it's just a bird. But otherwise, he has to send away one of the birds that he wanted to own that Torah is not letting him have. So that's kisser. It's a chsar and kiss, davar muat. But if you learn like the Chavis Yoyer,
that the mitzvah shel hakain is talking even to somebody that had no interest in taking anything. He was just walking down the street, and the Torah says, go over to that nest and send away the mother bird. So that doesn't cost him anything. He didn't want the mother bird. He didn't want any of the birds. He just wanted to get to work. And the Torah said, well, take a few minutes and send away the mother bird. So what's the chasar and kiss over here? What does the Mishnah mean that it's ki'isar? This also is a raya against the Chavis Yair. But he throws in an interesting maramakon. He says, unless you say that time is money, and the chasar and kiss is that the Torah forced you to take some time out of your schedule. Like I just said, the Torah just didn't tell you to give up anything except for 5 minutes of your time. There's a Magen Avraham, there's a Beis Yosef, and a Magen Avraham. In Siman Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph, they're talking about a stira between in two places in Shas where we find the halacha of chashad. One is by Ner Chanukah, where a person who has a Pesach al Shnei Tzidei Rishus Harabim, and there's a discussion about what the people will think if they don't see a candle on their side. There's also the Gemara in Brachas that talks about somebody that's walking past the Beis HaKnesses, and what about if there are two doors, and what will people think if they see that you're walking by and you're not going in? And the Gemara is more machmir than the Ner Chanukah case. Is more machmir in the Beis HaKnesses case. And the Beis Yosef says that's because in the Beis HaKnesses case, there's no chasarin kiss. But in the Ner Chanukah case, where you have to buy candles, wicks, oil, there's a chasarin kiss, therefore we're less machmir. Fact the Magen Avraham, what do you mean in the Beis HaKnesses case, there's no chasarin kiss? If he has to walk into every shul that he passes, it's going to take away time. Time that he could have been using to do business. Time is money. So the Magen Avraham tainas that should be considered a chasarin kiss in both cases. Well, but the way he says if Eliza was machalik. So the Chasam Sofer really means to be merameis when he throws in his mitzvah to the Smar Makim. He means to be merameis that while he is asking a kash on the Chavis Yair, the Gemara doesn't make sense according to the Chavis Yair, but it only doesn't make sense according to the Beis Yosef. According to the Magen Avraham, there's Hakan Eitza to be Miyashiv, the Chavis Yair. So it's not a raya, but al kopanim, it's certainly a relevant Mar Makim. Now let's take a step back for a moment to the Gemara right before this Mishnah of Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim. The Gemara we were talking about last time in the discussion about the Asei Dechalei Sasev Asei, because there's a piece in that Gemara, there's a line there which is L'chayra Astira to a run that we spoke out on the first Shir on Shiloh HaKein back on Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. I'm referring to the line in the Gemara over here on Kuf Mem Aleph, where the Gemara asks, my omen the hayase, my hayase, and then the Gemara answers that since the essay of Taras and Mitzera has the mail of God of Hashal Mishmein Ishl Ishtai, so therefore it would be Deicha, the essay of Shiluach HaKein, therefore I need a Pasuk Shalach Shalach to tell me that we shouldn't do it. So from this Gemara there comes out a klal that even though we ordinarily say, in essay Deicha essay, that's only if there's no special alimus of one over the other, but if there is an alimus of one essay, then an essay olim could be Deicha another essay. And this is L'chayr Seisur Aran that we learned at the beginning of the parak. To very quickly review, the Gemara in Daf Kuf Lamed Ches had said that there's no mitzvah of Shiluach on an Oif Shaharagas HaNefesh. Oif Shaharagas HaNefesh Patur Mishiluach. And the Gemara explained why. Because you have to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Uviyar Tahara Mikarbecha. So that passes you from the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. In the Chedush Sheharan, he brings down Yesh Makshim. Why is the art of Haram Mikubecha Patri from Shiluach HaKein? Adrabah, Shiluach HaKein is an assay and a Leisa assay. The mitzvah of the art of Haram Mikubecha is only an assay, so the Chayr of the Shiluach HaKein is Olim, is stronger. Let it be Deicha, the mitzvah of the art of Haram Mikubecha. And then the Ran gave two truths. First, he brought down that some people answer that Shiluach HaKein is not really a mitzvah that you're supposed to do. It's only an Isser that you're not allowed to take the base on the Frechim without doing the Shiluach HaKein. And that's why we mentioned this Ran back on Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. Because L'chayr the Ran, this Yesh Mefarshim in the Ran is a Raya against the Chiddush of the Chavis Yair. That's why we were interested in it back then. But now I want to call attention to the next line in the Ran. The Ran then said that in his opinion, Kushumei Kara Lassa, even though he doesn't agree with the premise of the first Haritz, but he says Kushumei Kara Lassa. Why? because so what that the essay of Shiluach HaKein also has a leisasa attached, that makes it stronger. Still, we have a rule, ein essay deicha essay. One essay can't be deicha another essay. And so it doesn't help that there's something making this essay stronger than the other. We never say that one essay is deicha another. That's the rule that the Ran lays down back in Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. And l'chayir, it's a stira to the Gemara over here on Kuf Mem Aleph, where it says beferish that if one essay is stronger than the other essay, then it could be deicha. Taras HaMetzayir, which has the Ma'il of Gadol HaShalim, would taki be deicha Shiluach HaKein. The emphasis is that when the Ran says over there that the Ma'il of having a leisasa together with it isn't going to enable Shiluach HaKein to be deicha uviyata rumi kibecha, l'chayir, what he means is because that doesn't make it an assay olam at all. The Ran means to be machalik that when there's an alimus in the assay gufa, like over here where the Gemara is saying the Taras HaMetzayir is an assay olam because of Gadol HaShalem, that taka makes an alimus and a kibedecha another assay. But over there where the makshin thought, the yesh makshin thought that because there's a leisasa together with it, that makes it into an assay olam, the Ran and his Taras is saying no. The assay and the leisasa don't come together. True, there are two mitzvahs over here making you do the Shiluach HaKein, but each one by itself doesn't have the koyach to be deicha the assay of Aviyatar Mikabecha. The assay of Shiluach HaKein is my omad ha'yasei mehayasei. The leisasa, well, the leisasa isn't deicha an assay. So each one by itself is not deicha the Uviyatar Mikabecha. Therefore, it's not deicha. The yisayit of the Ran wasn't that an assay olam can't be deicha another assay. The yisayit of the Ran was that having a leisasa together with the assay doesn't make it into an assay olam. Because we say, hay l'chudei ka'iv, hay l'chudei ka'iv. We could say that, and then there won't be a stira between the Ran before and the Gemara over here. And this shaila of whether an assay and a leisasa that are given together, joined together to be malam one another, the emesis is the machalikis rishonim. The rishonim in Kedushin, daf lamed dalid, discuss when you have an assay and a leisasa on malacha of yantif, do we say that each one stands by itself, or do we say that the leisasa is malam the assay? Over there, the nafkamina, the relevance of saying that the leisasa is malam the assay, is that it would make it even Nashim are chayiv in that assay. Because even though it's a Mitzvah Asay Shazman Grama, and ordinarily Nashim are peturis from a Mitzvah Asay Shazman Grama, but there's a svara that some Rishonim hold, that the Leisasa is Malam the assay, and then Nashim don't become part of it. In the previous year, we mentioned a similar idea that Tesis over there brings down from Yosef of Eretz Yisrael, which in the previous year we incorrectly identified as Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. But it's not. It's Rabbi Yosef Me'eretz Yisrael, Tesis says. And we mentioned that Tesis brings down a svara from Rabbi Yosef Me'eretz Yisrael that the assay is malim the leisasa, and Mamela even Nashim who attack apart from the assay, but there won't be a koyach to be doicha that leisasa because since that leisasa was given together with an assay, it became a leisasa olam. The svara that we're saying today is a shtickle for keret from that svara. Whereas Rav Yosef Meir Yisrael was saying that the assay is doicha the leisasa, these Rishonim were saying that the leisasa is doicha the assay, and Melech Nashim won't be pater, it won't have the din of Mitzvah Asei Shazman, it won't have the regular din of Mitzvah Asei Shazman Grama that Nashim are perturates. Both of them were not like the Riva that said, Hay l'chudei koi, v'hay l'chudei koi. They're saying that the two of them joined together, but they have different ways of speaking out. What happens when they join it together is that the assay is the ma'am the leisasa, or the leisasa is ma'am the assay. I'll call upon him. But some Rishonim and Kedushin say that the leisasa is taka malam the assay, and other Rishonim arguments say no, the leisasa is not malam the assay, and that's goof for the diyun that we're learning over here, the discussion in the round at the beginning of the perek. It wasn't the question of whether an assay olam can be deicha another assay, but it was the question of whether an assay that has a leisasa with it becomes an assay olam. In other words, is the leisasa malam the assay? The only problem is that here I've been saying that it's Rishonim in Kedushim that discuss, and there is some Rishonim that hold that yes, the leisasa is malam the assay, but if you take a look over there at the Rishonim in Kedushim, you'll discover that it's none other than the Ran himself that holds of this shita. The Ran in Kedushim argues with the Balei HaTosfos. The Balei HaTosfos held that Nashim Mutaka be part from the assay of Shabbos and Anyant, of course, the Mitzvah Asei Shazman Grama. They discuss whether there's an alimus on the loisasa, but the assay they'll be part from. The Ran came along and argued, and the Ran said, no, Nashim won't be part from that assay because that assay became an assay olim. So now, if we're learning that the Ran at the beginning of our parak, that's Machalek He doesn't mention our Gemara, but he says, which is l'chayris to your to our Gemara. And we have to learn that it's being mechalik from our Gemara. And what he means to say is that although an essay olim could be matcha another mitzvah essay, but an essay sheyeshi moilaitza essay doesn't become an essay olim. If that's the vert of the Ran on daf kuf lamed ches, then l'chayris to steer to the Ran in kedushin daf lamed aleph, because over there the Ran says for kerek that because the essay of yontif is given together with leitza essay, it does become an essay olim l'inyan that nashim aren't peturis from it. But the emes is that, and continue to the end of the piece in the Ran and Kedushin, the Ran himself goes on to be mechalik between the Asei V'lei Sa'aseh of Yontif and the Asei V'lei Sa'aseh of Shiluach HaKein. And the Ran says that the Asei V'lei Sa'aseh of Yontif Shnehem B'Shevi Al-Taseh V'lei Efshir L'Falginu Me'Hadadi. Those two, they're both coming mamish for the same thing. They both say, don't do malacha. Shabbasa means don't do malacha. Leisasa malacha means don't do malacha. They're both there at the same time, and they're both v'shevi al-tase. So in Asay and Leisasa, that are saying the same thing, are malam one another. Abrezak the Ran, but by Shiluach HaKein, Hagam, that it's true that there is an Asay and a Leisasa in the parasha, but over there, the relationship is different. The Leisasa comes first, and after you overrun the Leisasa, you could fix it with the Asay. Even if you don't say like a chacham over here, the leis asa comes first. But al kopanim, the asay is a kumva asay, while the leis asa is a shevi al tase. So in two ways, it's different than the asay and the leis asa of yontif. But the ikur nekuda is that whereas by yontif the asay and the leis asa are really identical, they're saying the same thing. But over here, they're related, they're similar, but each one has its own role, and they're not saying exactly the same thing. Over here, the Ran, the asay and the leis asa are not malim one another. So now, our Ran at the beginning of Shiluach HaKein fits very nicely with the Seif Dvarim of the Ran in Kedushin. When the Ran asked the Kasha that let the essay of Shiluach HaKein be deichel, the essay of Uviyarta Arumi Kerbecha. Why? Because it comes together with a Leisa set. What the Ran meant was that since it comes together with the Leisa set, so Lecheri, it's like the essay of a Leisa set of Yontif, where we say that the Leisa set is Malam the essay. Nashim won't be Pampater from Mr. Seisha's Mangram anymore because it's considered an essay Alam. Oh, but Zoe, same thing over here. We should say that the essay of Shiluach HaKein is an essay olim, and it should be doicha uviyata remikabecha. Just like we find at the end of the parak that the essay olim of Taras Amitzayra is doicha Shiluach HaKein. And to that end, for the Ran, that no. Even though by Shabbos Yantif, by Malacha and Yantif, the leisase is malam and the essay, that's because over there, they're ef shel lafalginu mehadadi. They're inseparable, but over here, where each one has its own role, so it's high lichudekai v'high lichudekai. Hagam, that there are two mitzvahs they are going against uviyata and mikubecha, but they don't join together to make one unit, and each one individually doesn't have the koyach to be daicha. And now let's come to the end of the Masechta, to the Gemara following the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Mem Beis, where we come to a Gemara which is one of the most yisaidistic Gemaras, if not in Lamdas, but in Emunas v'Yahadus, one of the most yisaidistic Gemaras in all of Shas, where we find the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov that Schar Mitzvah Bahai Alma Leka, that although the Torah says by Shiluach HaKein that it brings to Arichas Yomim, but it doesn't mean Arichas Yomim Ba'ilam Hazeh, it means Leman Arichon Yomecha Ba'ilam Shkulei Aruch Leman Yitav Lach Ba'ilam Shkulei Toiv. And Rabbi Yaakov said that it must be because he saw a Maisa where Harish Amar Lei Aviv Alei Lebira, the person was being Mekayim the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em together with the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, and yet he was Nafal Umeis. So from there, Rabbi Yaakov learned that Schar Mitzvahs Bahai Al Malacha. The Marsha, not over here, but in Kedushin, this whole Shikul Gemara appears both over here and in Kedushin Lamentes Amud Beis, and the Marsha in the Kedushin HaGadis on Kedushin asks a Yisidistic question. How could we say, how could Rabbi Yaakov say, Schar Mitzvahs Bahai Al Malacha? Kol Tar Kula says not like that. Look at all of the parashis in the Torah that talk about what will happen if you keep the mitzvahs, the psukim in Kriya Shema, v'nasatim ita artechem v'ito yeirei u'malkosh, the psukim by the brachos ha'kolot, v'nasatim kishmeichem v'itam v'cherv le'sava ba'artzechem, the psukim at the beginning of parashis Ekev, the psukim already in Shemois, where it talks about v'hasiroisi machlam mikirbecha, k'ini Hashem reifecha. All over the Torah is telling us how if we keep the mitzvahs, then we'll have a good life in Olam Hazeh. So all of the Yehudim in the Torah, all of the promises that the Torah makes are Olam Hazedika promises. And here the Gemara comes and says that, Schar Mitzvah Hayal Malacha, according to Rabbi Yaakov. So
So how do you miyashiv that with the psukim? So the Rashi over there says the Yisraid. He says, and the Iker Nekuda, he doesn't quote that, the Iker Nekuda of his vart is really Mefurish in the Ramban ala Torah. Just the Marsha is selling it suit to our Gemara. He says that Rabbi Yaakov is talking about a Yachid. For a Yachid, when a Yachid goes and does a mitzvah, he doesn't get Tzchar Ba'ilam Hazeh. That Tzchar is Ba'ilam Haba. A Yachid goes and does a mitzvah, he might have a good life, he might have a bad life, there's no guarantee about what kind of a life he'll have Ba'ilam Hazeh because of his mitzvahs. But the Psukim in Mechukaisai and all those other parashiyos in the Torah are talking about Rabim Ha'isim Esatera. When Klal Yisrael as a whole is Mekayim the Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka says, gives a Haftacha, that that's going to create Nisim of Hashkacha Pratis of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of the Yidden. And the Ramban at the end of Parashas Baruch Hu Kaisai, the Ramban in Parashas Baruch Hu Kaisai, at the beginning of the Parashas of the Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael, the Ramban writes, Aval Eilu HaBarachis Sheba Parashah HaZais Hein Klal Yis Ba'am Vehein Bihiyois Kal Aminu Kulam Tzadikim. That parasha is talking about what happens when Klal Yisrael keeps the Torah. Then, everything is going to be good. But the Torah is, the Ramban doesn't shalt suit to our Gemara and say, oh, and this is the Pshat of Yaakov Shitiv Zchar Mitzvah Malaka. But the Ramban means to be saying that when a Yachid keeps the mitzvahs, there is no Haftacha in the Torah that the Yachid is going to have Zchar in this world for keeping the mitzvahs. But the Ramban then adds a very Dakistika Knech. He says, even though there are some haftachas, when you look through the Torah's haftachas, there are some that don't make sense for a rabbi. Meaning, Lamashal, things like rain and peace and war, that taka affects the whole tzibur as a whole. So there it's easy to hear that it's talking about b'yoyz kalameinu kulam tzadikim. But what about a haftacha like b'hatsiwaisa machlam b'kirbacha? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'll keep you healthy. Health is something that's experienced by the individual on an individual basis, on an individual level. It's not the tzibur that's healthy, but it's the yechidim that are healthy. So isn't that lecher muchach that it's a haftacha to the yachid and not to the tzibur? The Ramban over there in Bechukaisai, he says, v'hiyois Yisrael shleimim v'heim rabim, then le'isnayig inyonam b'teva klal, le'begufam v'le'ba'artzam, le'becholam, v'le'y b'yachid mehem. In other words, sure, there are brachas for the Yechidim, but it's brachas for the Yechidim when Yisrael as Shleimim and Rabim are keeping the Torah. When Klal Yisrael as a whole is keeping the Torah, then there are brachas that will extend even to the Yachid, that not only will there be klaliyistik of brachas of rain and good economy and security, but there will also be pratiyistik of brachas that will have children and will be healthy, pratiyistik of brachas when Klal Yisrael as a whole are keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah. But a haftacha to a yachid who is keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah on his own, when Klal Yisrael as a whole is not on a madrig of kalameinu kulam tzadikim, on that there's taka no haftacha in the Torah. And then the Ramban ends over there, the Marsha just tells through and says, and that's where there's a makom for Yaakov to say that tzchar mitzvahs b'hay al malaka. Now the emes is that the kasha L'chaira is already discussed long before the Marsha. Kemat Mefurish is this kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Tes of Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam writes, and I'm going to read, I'm not reading straight, but I'm reading Lashon of the Rambam, but excerpts from Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam writes, Me'achar Shenoida, considering that we know, Shema'an Tzcharon Shal Mitzvahis Hi Chai Ha'ilam Haba, so if so, mahu zeh shekasav b'chol ha'Torah kula in tishmu, that if you listen to the mitzvahs, yegiu l'kach v'kach, b'chol ha'isin dvarim b'olam hazeh, k'goin seiva v'ra'a v'melchama v'sholim. So the Rambam is asking l'chiri the same kasha as the Marsha, that here we know that the schar for mitzvahs is supposed to be in olam haba, and yet kol ha'Torah kula, he says, is full of haptachas for olam hazeh. And for the Rambam, Kol oisan advarim emes hayu v'yiu. Avad, everything that it says in the Torah is correct. Va'af al pi kain, ein oisan hatavois heim seif ma'an scharin shalom mitzvahs. But that's not the schar that the Torah is giving for the mitzvahs. Elakachu, and again I'm skipping around, but I'm reading Lashenis of the Rambam. Elakachu hechreya kol hadvarim. Here's how we can be miyash of the whole union. Hiv tichonu b'Torah, the Torah promises. Shim nasa isa v'simcho v'tuvas nefesh v'nega v'chachmas atomid, that if we keep the Torah well, she yasir mimenu, here's the key lines,
Sheyasir mimenu kol advarim hamoinim oisanu milaseisa. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove from us those obstacles that make it hard for us to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. Kagoyin, chayli, umelchama, v'ra'av, ukeyetze behem. V'yashpia lanu kol ha-toyuvais ha-machzikais es yadenu laseis ha-Torah. And he'll shower us with conditions that enable us to keep the Torah better. Kagoyin, seiva, v'shalayim, v'ri, v'kesef, v'zahav. Why? Kidei, in order, that we shouldn't be so busy, we shouldn't have to use up all of our time just for survival. Rather, we should be free and available to be able to do the mitzvahs. So, end for the Rambam, that the parashas in the Torah that seem to be describing schar mitzvahs b'hai alma, that's not schar. That's just a hechetimsa. That's just enabling. The schar for the mitzvahs, and for that matter, the ancient for the others, is all on Olam Haba. But in Olam Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets conditions that make it easier to do the mitzvahs or harder to do the mitzvahs. And if we're doing the mitzvahs well, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us conditions, not as reward, but gives us conditions that makes it easier for us to do the mitzvahs. Maybe we'll be able to do more mitzvahs, and then we'll get more schar when we get to Olam Haba. And Chas V'Shalom LaHefach, if we're not. The mission in Avos, Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, Mitzvah Gereres Mitzvah, means this, that in Olam Hazeh, there's no Schar for the mitzvahs, but the Schar available in Olam Hazeh is that if you do a mitzvah, it becomes easier to do more mitzvahs, and that's all of the Havtachis in the Torah. But the Geshem and the Shalom and the health that the Torah promises and the wealth is all just so that it's not to reward us for the mitzvahs, but to enable us to do the mitzvahs better, because we've already started doing the mitzvahs. So here the Rambam is giving a yishuv to the kasha of the Marsha. Aber l'chayur, the Rambam is very shver to be miyashiv with our Gemara. Because if that's the pshat in Rav Yaakov, then how is that for Rav Yaakov? How is that a teretz to the Maisa Shara? Because according to the Rambam l'maisa, the person that was being oyla l'bira to do the mitzvah of kibud av v'im and shiluach hakein all wrapped up in one, he shouldn't have fallen down. Whether you call it schar or whether you call it a hechatimsa to do more mitzvahs, the Torah says that if you're doing the mitzvahs, the Hashem will make things good for you. And here Rabbi Yaakov saw a person doing the mitzvahs and things were bad for him. So he gave a teretz, that schar mitzvahaya malaka. But if schar mitzvahaya malaka just means that it's not the schar, it's just a hechatimsa, so safe because it shouldn't have happened. How is this a teretz to the Maisa Shara? So l'chaira, the answer is that Enachanami, even though the Rambam asked kemat the same question on the Marsha, but it wasn't quite the same question because the Rambam wasn't going with Rav Yaakov. As a matter of fact, Pashtus, the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov, over here in our Gemara, it's not clear that it's a machlaikis. But in the Gemara in Kedushin, it's more mashma that it is a machlaikis. The Gemara brings down, the Gemara says that the Mishnah is Savrullah Kahaitanan, and later on the Gemara brings down the Mishnah in Peya, the Elam Isash, and that's what Pashas, not like Rav Yaakov, and the Rambam isn't passing like Rav Yaakov, that's Schar Mitzvahs B'Hai Al Malacha. But the Rambam, when the Rambam started off the parak, Me'achar Shenoida, Shema'an Scharin Shalom Mitzvahis, Hichai Ha'ilam Haba, he didn't mean because of Rav Yaakov's memra. He meant because of all of the dozens or hundreds of Amari Chazal that talk about Olam Haba. So Al Kapanim, it's Mukach that the Iker Schar of Mitzvahs is an Olam Haba. Rav Yaakov is adding a Knech that it's in Gansin an Olam Haba. A Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Malacha, because he saw a Maisa that was so impossible if there's any kind of a Din V'Dayin in this world, meaning if there's any kind of a gemul for the mitzvahs that comes in this world, then such a mitzvah never could have happened. So he said, "By Alma Lecha, there's nothing in this world." He talked about Lafuki, even the Rambam's Shtukal Torah, about how there could be circumstances, conditions in this world that enable us to do the mitzvahs. Rabbi Yaakov didn't hold even of that. The Rambam is not going as far as Rabbi Yaakov, but even if you don't hold like Rabbi Yaakov, but still the Iker's car for the mitzvah Zichron Olam Haba may affect the Rambam Akasha. If the Iker's car for the mitzvah is an Olam Haba, so what are all these psukim about Olam Hazeh? And to that's like the Rambam, that's something different. That's not meant as char, that's just meant as hechatimzah that enable us to do the mitzvah. Now to be Messiah, there's a similar kasha that that the Rishonim very much discuss, similar to this kasha, the Rambam is asking that what are all these psukim about if the really the schar from the mitzvahs is in Olam Haba. So the corollary to that is that why taka isn't there any reference in the Torah to the schar in Olam Haba? The Rambam is asking why do you have all these psukim about schar in Olam Hazeh? And the Rambam, that's something different. Aber seif kol seif, the ikur is chasar min ha-sefer. If the ikur schar for the mitzvahs is Chayi HaYolam Haba, so why is the Torah silent on the whole lineage of Chayi HaYolam Haba? So many Rishonim from the Machshav HaSvarim and the Rishonim ask this question. We'll just bring the Yesedis of the Ramban, which, as I'll mention first, Maram Makam and the Chassam Sefer and his Shas HaShuvah Chelek Vav Simon Samach Aleph, where the Chassam Sefer writes. He writes the following lashon: Hasefer hazeh, referring to the Pirush Ramban al Torah, who yisid ha'emuna v'sheirish hadas. Chassam Sefer shtelled avek that our ikur makar in Rishonim for inyane emuna v'das is the Pirush Ramban al Torah. The Ramban addresses this kasha in two places: one at the end of Parshas Bechukosai, and one at the beginning of Parshas Va'era. And he emphasizes one nekuda more in one place and another nekuda more in the other place, but he has be'ikr two nekudas. The first to say that the kasha is a ta'us. Those that ask the kasha, say, how come there's no mention of Olam Haba in the Torah? It really is in the Torah. Where do you see it in the Torah? You see it by the parsha of Kares. From that which the Torah says that a nefesh hachitas is nichras mechaya Olam Haba, so that means by implication that all the other nefashos, those that don't lose it, are zeichet to chayei olam haba. So Terry doesn't speak it out in the positive; it speaks out in the negative. But it speaks out the exception. But al kaponim, it does say in the Torah the inyan of schar b'olam haba could be found in the Torah. The makar is in the parasha of Kares. But then the question is, why did the Torah speak it out? What lecheru would seem to be a indirect way that if you don't keep the mitzvahs, you won't get the schar in Olam Haba. Why did the Torah say it more directly, that if you do keep the mitzvahs, you will get the schar in Olam Haba? Zokter Ramban Gavaldiga Yisoid. Because the Torah doesn't have to tell us about natural consequences. The Torah only has to tell us about the nes, about the intervention where HaKadosh Baruch, where the Yad Hashem comes and interferes with the natural process. The neshama going back to the Olam HaNeshama is going to Olam Haba after a person dies. That's natural. Like the pasuk says in Kehelet, V'ruach toshuv el ha'alekim asher nisana. Where does the Neshama come from? It comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when it's nifred from the guf, avadik goes back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He mentions the pasuk in Mishlei also, Ner Hashem nishmas Adam. The Neshama is a chelik of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a chelik of the kamimal. So once it's done with the guf, of course, where is it going? It's going back to the Ribbono Shel Olam to be misadin sham tzadikim yeshmatzer same bereshem and then the mizif hashchina. That's a natural process because that's the neshama returning to its original state. For a person to be for a neshama to get cut off from that, to get removed from its natural process of going back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's a chiddush. That's a nes that an avera could interfere with that natural process. Zakhtar Ramban, that chiddush of kares, that the Torah had to speak out. But the process of non-kares, that a neshama goes back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's natural, that the Torah doesn't have to speak out. Meila Zakhtar Ramban, that's the Torah's also to the kasha that everybody asks, that how come the Torah only emphasizes the schar in Olam Hazeh and doesn't talk about the schar in Olam Haba? Because Zakhtar Ramban, processes like rain and famine and peace and war, those have natural causes and effect, right? There's meteorological causes, and there's economic causes, and there's political causes, and those shouldn't be affected by whether people keep the mitzvahs of the Torah or not. The fact that keeping Shemitah could cause the rain to fall, and not keeping Shemitah could cause the rain not to fall, the fact that when we're over the desire, foreign kings are going to invade our nation, that's a nes. So that has to be spoken out. But the fact that when a person dies, his neshama goes back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Teshuvah Kim Asher Nisana, the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that's not an ace at all. Therefore, that didn't have to be spoken out.
And so,
to come back on that note, the final words of the Masechta. So the natural process is l'man yitavlach ba'ilam shikulei toiv u'l'man yirichon yamecha ba'ilam shikulei aroch hajon alach shiluach hakein u'slik ala Masechta Chulin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.